Disney is on the field waiting to receive Newark Valley, still getting their last-minute instructions over at the sideline, talking with their head coach and coaching staff. Again, Sidney comes in with a record of 7-0, ranked third in New York State, Class D, among the sports writers poll last week. Newark Valley was ranked as high as 4 earlier in the year, but two straight losses has knocked them down in Class C to an honorable mention. So they're trying to get back, and they're winning ways here tonight. But, you know, a tough schedule. Sus Valley 2 weeks ago, they're ranked number 2 in the state in Class C. And then a tough one on the road at Oneonta last week, losing to the Jackets 10-7.
Yeah, I was just going to say, and the other thing I was going to say was the format that they play out of for their kickoff, Newark Valley. They have the ball spotted, and then there's two guys on each side, one guy on each side of the ball right on that line. And then the rest of the team is back by the kicker. So when they get up to the ball, there's three guys right there. So, you know, maybe we'll see one of those other guys, you know, just nudge the ball over to the side or something. We might see a sneaky play try to get the ball back right away here and switch the momentum in this game.
And we'll see. As Tim said, they tried to kick it right up the middle, but Sidney was well aware of it. And let's see who comes off the pile there for Sidney. They did an excellent job. That was John Fink, who was just sprawled out and sucked that one up, and Sidney's going to have great field position.
Yeah, real nice play right there. Sidney will get the ball at the 50-yard line. The ball had gone the 10 yards, so it was live, and John Fink made a really nice play right there.
Nice job by the Warriors to be aware of that and to know that you know, nothing was going to sneak up on them there, because you called it, Tim. That's exactly what Newark Valley was attempting to do.
I got one right, Nate.
You did. Once in a while, we get one right up here in the booth, right? So Sydney's going to have looks like Newark Valley's going to have to kick this one again.
Oh, they must have had a penalty on the play that makes them re-kick.
And so Newark Valley will have a chance to kick it again. They'll be kicking from the 35-yard line, and again, they're going to try to kick it 10 yards. This one is live. And the ball is recovered, I believe, by Newark Valley. Sidney touched it, and no official signal yet that I've seen from the bottom of the pile. And Sidney does have the football. Newark Valley is celebrating like they have it, and it looks like they do have it. That's the signal from the official.
Yeah, the official pointed for Newark Valley.
And Sidney is trying to protest this. Coach Zern, Coach Matthews out on the field. They want to have a word with the officials. From our point of view, it looked like Sidney touched it, and then the ball was live, but then it did come off the bottom of the pile in a Sidney player's hand. So hard to know what happens in the bottom of the dog pile.
Yeah, I'm guessing this is what the officials are saying. Newark Valley had the ball. Sidney took it away from him. The ball was blown dead at that point in time when Newark Valley had it. So we'll see what happens.
So coaches are getting there. Official briefing here on the sideline, and again, we've had two plays. No time has gone off the clock to start this third quarter, and
two onside kicks.
Yeah, Newark Valley is going to come away with the ball there, much to the dismay of the Sidney sideline and the Sidney fans. Huge starting play to start this third quarter. Coffin is going to hand off to Obregon, breaks a tackle to the 40. Obregon might be gone to the 20, to the 10. Touchdown, Newark Valley. And they are grabbing the momentum with a touchdown to start this third quarter on the first play.
Yeah, what a strange play, a way they got the ball. But I'll tell you what a nice play on first down. Little power off to the left-hand side. Obregon followed his blocker through the hole, got a nice block out on the edge, and ran around the sideline untouched.
Boy, what a speech by the Newark Valley coaching staff at halftime, because this team has come out very fired up, and we're tied up 26-26 on the first play of the third quarter. Newark Valley is going to try to take the lead on the extra point here by Kyle Coffin. Waiting for the snap for the Cardinals. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up and through, and Newark Valley takes the lead 27-26 with 11:47 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sidney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sidney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So, surprise turn of events here for the Newark Valley Cardinals as they get an onside kick to start the second half. They recover and they score on the first play, a 50-yard touchdown run by Andrew Obregon. It's Newark Valley 27, Sydney 26. So a two-touchdown lead is evaporated for the Warriors.
Yeah, as a, you know, like I said, they came out and they tried to do something and it didn't work the first time, but because their team was offside on the play, they get to redo it and made it work the second time, and then they get a touchdown off of it. Now they lead by 1 point, and now we'll have to see if they try it again, because you know what? It worked. Why not?
You know, Sydney has not been in this situation very often this year. Going to be very interesting to see how they respond here with still a lot of time left. This is just the start of the third quarter, but it's 27-26 Newark Valley on top of Sydney. Looks like we have a Tioga update coming in here. Tioga leading Green 28-14 with 5:48 to go in the third quarter. So the Tigers holding that lead. And so Newark Valley's going to try the same thing, a kick right up the middle. This time it is fielded by S, and they will hold on to this one with Colby Finch.
Yeah, the young man that made the catch the first time but was reversed by the penalty, he didn't even go to the ball that time. He went to the lead guy on the kickoff team and just absolutely blasted him and then let his other guys get the ball at the 50.
Yeah, that was John Fink who led the charge there for Sydney, and Colby Finch was able to scoop it up at midfield. So Sydney's going to have great field position with 11:46 to go in the third quarter. It is Newark Valley 27, Sydney 26. And here is Harris. He's going to pitch one outside here to David Gannon. He tries to turn the corner, avoids a big-time tackle there from Obregon. And now a flag on the play as it's going to be a late hit here on Newark Valley.
Yeah, it was a late hit. David did a nice job get outside on the left-hand side and ran to about the 46-yard line, four yards on the play, but then he got hit while he was out of bounds. So this is going to add 15 yards onto the play, but we do have a player down from Newark Valley.
Injured player for the Cardinals, and we'll take a quick break for 30 seconds and come right back with the score. Newark Valley 27, Sydney 26. Actually, we'll keep it right here. Injured player is up on his feet here. Evan Powell for Newark Valley, so good to see that he's okay. And Sydney, we'll see what the penalty tacks on here in terms of yards. Well, this will be interesting to see once the officials get together and mark this one off. So, boy, we've only had about 20 seconds of play here in the third quarter, but a lot has happened so far, Tim.
Yeah, it sure has, and they did try it again. You know, three times they tried it. One out of three they are right now for the onside kick, but Sydney's got the ball, and the ball will be spotted at the 30-yard line of the Newark Valley Cardinal.
But boy, that one really paid off big dividends as they were able to score on the next play, a 50-yard touchdown run from Andrew Obregon, giving Newark Valley the lead 27-26. 11:39 to go third quarter, and Sydney has the ball inside Newark Valley territory. Harris throws over the middle, pass is complete to Peyton Mosier. He's across the 25 before he's tackled right in the middle of the field.
Yeah, Peyton Mosier just sat down past the linebackers, got about 6 yards on the play. We'll bring up second down and four.
Again, Newark Valley leads by a point, 27-26. Ball is just inside the 25-yard line, looks like at about the 24. Sydney looking over to the sideline for the play as they're trying to retake the lead, as they trail by a point. Again, early third quarter action. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDL. Here's Harris waiting for the snap. He'll hand off to David Gannon. Cuts back to the right side on a second and short. Gannon to the outside, and this will bring up a third and short.
Yeah, Gannon gets about two on the play. We'll bring up third down and two. Oh, actually, they're giving him one. So it'll be third and three, and the Warriors will see what they can do on third down here.
Critical third down coming here for the Sydney Warriors. 10.5 to go in this third quarter. Newark Valley leads by a point, 27-26. Thanks to everyone listening tonight on WCDLSports.com. Glad to have you listening if you're out of the area. Harris throws over to the right side. This one is complete here to Colby Finch, still on his feet, inside the 10, down to about the 8-yard line. And I'm not sure if that was the original intended receiver, but it ended up in Finch's hands. good for a first down.
Yeah, real nice throw to Finch, good for first down yardage, but Sidney was in trips to the right side, three right outs on that side, and then Liam Matthews over here all by himself. This is a danger. I don't want to be that young man that's across from him.
10-10 to go here in the third quarter. Newark Valley 27, Sidney 26. Harris fakes the handoff, and then they lost the ball, but he's able to fall on it. Took a good bounce for Sidney. Right back to Harris, who was able to fall and scoop it up.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because they actually had gotten inside the 10-yard line. So now from about the 16-yard line, it'll be second down and goal to go.
So Newark Valley 27, Sidney 26, 9:45 to go third quarter. Sidney is on the march. They are at the Newark Valley 16-yard line, going right to left. And so the play comes in from the sideline, and boy, Sidney dodged a bullet there with that fumble, as that would have been a real drive killer. Harris is in the shotgun, second and 16. They did lose 6 yards on the play. Harris drops back. He's at the 20. Throws over the middle. Pass is complete. Digging it out of the dirt there was Liam Matthews, and it'll bring it right down to the goal line here. This will be, I believe, third and about 2 yards to go.
Yeah, nice little play. Just a little slant by Liam Alpha off the left end, and caught the ball, made a real nice catch, went down low to get it, and they'll have third down in about 2 yards to get the goal.
Newark Valley 27, Sidney 26 with 8:50 to go in the third quarter. Sidney gets the play. Harris brings it in from the sideline, barking out some signals. Sidney looking to retake the lead. Harris in the shotgun. He's going to pitch one to Gannon. Gannon cuts to the outside. Now he tries to cut back, but nobody there but a gang of Cardinals. But we're going to have a flag on the play, and it looks like another face mask.
Yeah, I think this is the third or fourth face mask penalty against Newark Valley tonight. I mean, it's too bad because they definitely had a great, you know, they had a really good stop on the play. This Gannon lost probably 2 yards on the play, but now it's going to be negated.
Newark Valley 27, Sidney 26. And, yeah, I would say this is about the third or fourth face mask call we've seen on Newark Valley here tonight. So, again, penalties always coming up killer, as this is going to put Sidney right on the doorstep here with 8.5 to go in the second quarter, and Sidney trailing 27-26.
Should be half the distance on the mark off right there, and it does say third down. That's
so,
the second time.
So this will be a third and about 3 to go here for Sidney, and it is third down after the face mask. Here's the snap. Harris drops back to throw. Rush is coming, throws it over the middle, pass is complete, in for a Sidney touchdown to Liam Matthews. So the Warriors retake the lead.
Nice little play. Liam Matthews was over on the left-hand side in the slot, and he actually just made a nice little in cut and right into the hands of the number 4.
So a 5-yard TD catch, and Sidney retakes the lead 32-27 at the moment with 8.5 to go in this third quarter, and they will come on for the extra point here with Mike Mazzarella. And these are, you know, crucial points here, as he's had two blocked tonight, and everything matters in a close ball game like this. Waiting for the snap. Hold is good. No, they're going to try a little fake here, and this one is snuffed out by Newark Valley. And so the score remains 32-27. Tim, take us through that one.
Yeah, that was a different little play from the Warriors. They actually, the holder actually shoveled it forward to one of the running backs, and it didn't fool the Cardinal. They got him in the line, behind the line of scrimmage, so no good.
8.5 to go, third quarter, Sidney 32, Newark Valley 27. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sidney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
8.5 to go, third quarter. Sidney 32, Newark Valley 27. After the touchdown catch from Liam Matthews from Ryan Harris, a 5-yard touchdown catch, giving the Warriors the lead again, 32 42-27. So Sydney's going to kick off here, and we've seen some trickery on both sides tonight with kickoffs. We'll see if anything happens here. Nope, Sydney is just going to boot this one deep, and this one will be fielded by Newark Valley at the 20-yard line by Caden Bennett. Bennett up the right side, and he'll return this about 10 yards before he's brought down. So Newark Valley will go left to right here with 8:20 to go third quarter. It's Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27.
Kick fielded at the 20, gets about 11 yards on the play, so Newark Valley will take over first and 10 at the 21, or 31, excuse me.
A back-and-forth affair here tonight between the Warriors. Point led 26-13, but credit to Newark Valley, they have chipped their way back into this ball game. So here we go. They'll be led by senior quarterback number 2, Kyle Coffin. He is under center. Coffin will look to hand off, and he goes back to Caden Bennett. Bennett runs up the right side, good for about 5 yards out to the 38-yard line.
Nice little play. They're really doing a good job. They're all so tight in their splits on the line right now. Kind of looks like the old double wing of Sydney. And it's just absolutely working really well. Great adjustments by the brain trust on the other side of the field.
8 minutes to go, third quarter, Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27. Newark Valley comes to the line on a 2nd and 3 as they go left to right. They're at the 37-yard line, their own 37. Here's the snap. Coffin will hand off to Obregon. He hits the pile, and this one is sniffed out by Sydney. Great job crashing through the line there by the Sydney Warriors, led by Ian Fogarty.
Ian Fogarty with a great play right there, just absolutely shred his tackle or his blocker and grab Obregon, gain of about 1, bring up 3rd down and 4.
Clock is moving, 7:20 to go, third quarter, Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27. Here's the snap. They go to Bennett on the far side. He tries to turn the corner. He's got the 1st down and more. He's at the 50, breaks a tackle to the 40, 35-30, cuts back into the center of the field, in between the hashes, still on his feet, and muscles his way up to the 20 before he's brought down by the Sydney defense.
Wow, he did a lot of running for the last 10 yards right there. He probably ran 30 yards to get 10, but they're into the Warrior territory now at the 20-yard line.
Kevin McEwen chased him down and got the tackle, but Newark Valley has shown a couple of times if they can break through into the second level, they have some real speed, and they've been able to take off on some big-time runs.
Well, it's obvious because Sydney's are bringing a lot of people up into the box. They only have, like, one guy back.
And here's the handoff on a 1st and 10. They go to Obregon. He's brought down by Fogarty right at the line, as well as Brandon Wagner. 6:45 to go, third quarter, Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27. Newark Valley is in Sydney territory. Ball is on the 20-yard line.
My point there is just the fact that they have so many people up front that they only have to get to the linebacker level, and then there's a lot of room.
And so this will be a 2nd and 6. Ball is on the 16-yard line. Newark Valley going left to right. They're deep in Warriors territory once again. They'll hand off to Bennett. Bennett cuts back from right to left in the middle before he is brought down by the Sydney defense in the middle of the field once again by Wagner.
And it looks like the carry was good enough for a 1st down yardage, I believe.
So well, it looks like, let's see. Yep,
they're going 1st down, but they're not moving the chain. Are they inside the 10?
Looks like they are at about right about the 10-yard line. Chains haven't moved, and that will have a little bit of a delay here as the officials, I believe, are talking about the spot. And so we will have a whistle. Going to be an official timeout to talk things over here. With 5:51 to go, third quarter, Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27. So I think they're just taking a look at the spot here. They're actually going to have a measurement. Well, this one must be very, very close.
So the box has already given them the 1st down.
And so we'll see. This one is good for a 1st down. Looks like by just about half a football or so. And so Newark Valley, again, has had success moving the ball tonight, and they're trying to retake the lead here again. They will have a 1st and 10 inside the Sydney 10 here late in the third quarter. Again, our score is Sydney 32. And Newark Valley 27. This is the back-and-forth affair we were expecting here tonight, or hoping for at least. And here's the handoff. They go to Obregon. He cuts up the middle. He's across the 5 before he's roped down.
They've gone into the T formation. Newark Valley has gone into the T formation, and they're giving the ball 1st back through is Obregon a lot of times, and he's getting the ball, running it right up the center.
And he's running with a lot of passion, a lot of fire. He's just bouncing off of tackles at times. Second and five here as they're trying to punch it in. They go back to Bennett. He runs to the outside, and he is tackled. Coming up was Colby Finch there to make the tackle for Sydney.
He got about two on the play. Bring up third down and 4 yards.
So we hit 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Sydney 32, Newark Valley 27. This will be a third and five. Newark Valley is 5 yards from a touchdown, 5 yards from a first down. And so the Sydney defense, can they get a stop here? Let's see. Clock continues to move. So the ball is on about the 4 yard line here. And they'll go to Obregon. He pushes the pile forward and in for a Newark Valley Cardinals touchdown. And Newark Valley retakes the lead 33-32 with 4:44 to go in this third quarter.
Obregon between the garden and tackle on the left-hand side. Never got touched until he hit the end zone. 6 points.
And so a 5-yard TD run there for Obregon. And we'll see if Newark Valley, yes, they will kick here with Kyle Coffin. And they'll try to push this lead back up to two. Kick from Coffin is up, and no good is the signal. So the kick is wide to the left there for Kyle Coffin. And so it's a one-point ball game. Newark Valley 33, Sydney 32. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to Decon, from phone jacks to furnace filters. Variety is Village Variety in Unadilla. From baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil, Village Variety in Unadilla. From party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla, 369-9444.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
An entertaining back-and-forth high school football game tonight, the last week of the regular season, here at Sydney's Alumni Field. It's Newark Valley with a 33-32 lead over Sydney with 4:44 to go in this third quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Newark Valley about to kick off after a 5-yard touchdown run from Andrew Obregon to give them this 33-32 lead. And here's the kick. They're going to try the onside kick again. Ball is right at midfield. Sydney will recover, so again, they will get it right on the Sydney S at the 50-yard line.
Yeah, they're doing it right from the huddle. They're not even going breaking out into the formation. They're just running right off the huddle up to the ball, just hit it about 10 yards and hope that they can get to it before the Warriors, but the Warriors recovered it on the 50.
I guess they like their chances, and they're willing to take a chance, but that's the second straight one, I believe, that Colby Finch went to the bottom of the pile and was able to pick it up for Sydney. And that's a tough job. I mean, that ball is bouncing like crazy, and you got to find a way to keep your concentration and hold on to it. First and 10 at midfield. Harris throws to Liam Matthews, complete, roped out of bounds at the 31-yard line. Good for a 20-yard gain.
He's taken out of bounds by number 43, Caden Bennett, after a big game, gets the Warriors down to the 22-yard line of the Cardinals.
And it's kind of turned into a shootout here in the third quarter, back and forth between these two offenses, and it could come down to which defense can get a stop. Newark Valley 33, Sydney 32, with 4:36 to go in this third quarter. And Sydney on a first and 10, ball is deep inside Newark Valley territory, down at the 22-yard line. And here's the snap, and Sydney will look to run it up the middle here. Good for about a gain of one, maybe two, with David Gannon.
Yeah, 2 yards for David Gannon on the play off the left tackle guard gap, and we'll bring up second down and eight.
So a second and eight coming up here for the Sydney Warriors. They are deep inside Newark Valley territory with 4:10 to go in the third quarter, trailing by one, 33-32. Harris rolls to his right, fakes the handoff, pass is complete. Ball is loose. Sydney's going to scoop it up, though, at the 20-yard line. Good heads-up play. Let's see who comes off the turf with that recovery. I believe it was Kevin McEwen that scooped it back up.
Yeah, Kevin McEwen with a real heads-up play right there. The ball put down on the ground. and he covered it for the Warriors. They did lose about a yard, so it'll be third down and nine.
That's, I believe, at least the second time, maybe the third tonight, that Sydney's lost the ball but been able to recover. As we hit 3.5 to go, third quarter, Sydney trailing by a point, 33-32. And here is the snap to Harris. Bobbled it for a minute. Now he has to throw off his back foot up in the end zone. Complete to Colby Finch for a Sydney touchdown.
What a nice play right there. Colby Finch threw it up where he could go get it. He went up, high pointed the ball, brought it down for 6 points. Warriors.
Wow. Finch from Harris looking like Aaron Rodgers off the back foot there with a nice pass to make it 38-33.
Under a lot of pressure, too, because they sent like three other players on that defensive play right there, and they got two, almost got to Harris. I think he took a hit at the end.
Nice job by Harris to toss that up for his second touchdown pass of the night. First one was to Finch, and the second one was to Finch. Actually, no, it's his third, because he also threw one to Liam Matthews. Here's the extra point attempt from Mazzarella. This one is through, and with 3:19 to go in the third quarter, Sydney leads 39-33 again. Brian Harris throws his third touchdown pass of the night here for the Warriors. They lead by 6, 39-33, late in the third on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. The shootout continues here in Sydney. It's Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. Late in the third quarter with 3:19 to go from Sydney's Alumni Field. Thanks for joining us tonight. The last regular season game of the high school football season playoffs will start next Saturday, believe it or not. We'll have the Section 4 Class D semifinals, both games, right here on WCDO next Saturday from Johnson City. Here is the kickoff. Newark Valley falling on this one at the 34-yard line. Off the pile there was Cameron Carrier, who scooped it up.
Cameron Carrier mishandled the kick and then did the right thing, just fell on the ball. They retained possession, first and 10.
So it's Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33, and it has been a back-and-forth third quarter here, and we've said it a few times, Tim. Could come down to what defense is able to get a stop.
Yeah, I mean, both teams are doing very well on the offensive end. That's why we're at 39-33, but the defenses need to bring it up a little bit here.
So here is Newark Valley going left to right. They're in the white uniforms with the black helmets and the black pants. They go back to Obregon, who has been running like a man possessed in the second half. This time he's brought down at the line of scrimmage.
Nice little fake handoff on the speed sweep to the left-hand side, and then they give the ball to Obregon, and Obregon just gets behind his big lineman. Only got one on the two on the play. We'll bring up second down and 8.
Newark Valley at the 35-yard line, their own 35, as they will have a second and 10. Waiting for the snap, man in motion. Coffin, the QB, will hand it off. Running up the gut here was Bennett. No, that was Obregon, actually. Maybe a gain of 2 on the play. So third and about 7 coming up here for Newark Valley.
Real nice play right there by the Sydney defense to hold them only to that short gain.
That might be about 3rd and 6 to go here as Newark Valley trying to convert this third down. They will pitch it to Bennett on the left side. Bennett picks up the first down. He rumbles his way across the 45 to the 48 before he's knocked out of bounds.
Real nice play. The little quick pitch out to the left-hand side, and he just took it out, beat the end, and got the first down carry.
Trenton Bedine on the tackle there for Sydney. And, you know, between Obregon as well as Bennett, they have just got a real nice two-headed monster here for Newark Valley.
Well, if that outside container of the Warriors steps in, they're done because they're all so tight right now right up at the line.
2:13 to go, third quarter. Here's a handoff on the left side across midfield for, I believe, Obregon. Good for a gain of 1 or 2.
Obregon again for another carry on first down. Good for about 3 yards. We'll bring up second down and 7 at the 50-yard line.
Clock moving down to a minute 50 to go in this third quarter. So it's still a tight ball game with Sydney leading Newark Valley 39-33. And again, they'll try to run up the gut, nowhere to go. And so a third and about seven, maybe six to go, coming up here for Newark Valley.
Yeah, nice little play there on second down. Good for another 2-3 yards, right? And the ball is now in the Warrior territory at the 47-yard line.
Clock moving still. A minute 25 to go, third quarter. Newark Valley's in Sydney territory. Cross midfield on the Sydney S at the 47-yard line. And they have about 4 yards to go for a first down. They'll hand off, try to run up the middle. And the Sydney defense, no, they lost them. Coffin is still on his feet, but we'll have a whistle. Coffin had the ball and came sprinting out of the pile, but they'll say somebody must have been down.
I'm guessing either he put a knee down or elbow or something, or the referees blew the play dead. And it is short of the first down.
Coffin came sprinting out of the pile. And either the officials lost him somewhere in there and didn't realize he was still on his feet. I don't know. Sometimes that happens. But Coffin came like he was shot out of a gun there, and Sydney lost him, but the play was dead.
Yeah, I never really saw him go to the ground. It was kind of odd because you did hear the whistle. The whistle blew, so that tells every player on the field that the play is dead and don't be hitting anybody anymore. So, you know, and then all of a sudden, like you said, Nate, he came out of the pile and just ran down, which he would definitely have scored because nobody was watching him.
I wonder if there's any Unitego fans out there listening. a couple of years ago when they played Tioga in the Section 4, I believe it was the final, they had a play like that. Everyone thought the play was dead, and quarterback was still running with the ball and would have been in for a touchdown, but it got called back. So sometimes that happens.
Even for the officials. Looks like they're going to do a redo. They just gave.
Wow.
I didn't know that existed.
Well, it's the old.
Well, you can have ghost runners in baseball. Yeah. I guess you can have a redo in football.
I guess you get the old redo here with 1:04 to go. I don't think I've ever seen that before. With Sydney leading 39-33, the down has not changed. It's still third and four. Really does look like Newark Valley's just going to get another play here. So they will hand one off and look to run it up the middle with Obregon. He breaks through the pile, and that should be good for a first down. Move the chains here for Newark Valley.
You know, I'm not quite sure what happened there, but obviously they gave him that play over again, and Newark Valley used it to their advantage to get a first down. So now the ball is at the 41-yard line.
What you used to call that in school, a do-over?
Do-over.
Do-over on the playground, so... They get the do-over, and they get the first down. Clock's moving, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Coffin with a QB keeper across the 35 to the 34 before he's roped down.
Yeah, they're definitely doing some really good blocking on the inside interior line right now for Newark Valley because they are giving him a lot of room up there. Good quarterback keeper, good for about 8 yards, bring up second down and eight.
Looks like we'll have a timeout with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's Sydney 39. Newark Valley 33. We'll keep it right here on WCDO and also WCDOsports.com. I had a chance during halftime to look at our web stream. We had some listeners from Virginia. We had some listeners from Florida, Texas. So we're always glad when family and friends can tune in and listen to the Warriors here tonight. So we really appreciate you listening on WCDOsports.com. You can go back anytime on demand. In our game audio archive, we'll have this game up later tonight, so if you want to go back and listen to it, you can. 39-33 the score. Sydney on top of Newark Valley with 28 seconds to go in this third quarter. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you here. Can't believe it's the last week of the regular season already. Seems like we were just here to start the season not long ago against Green, and we've seen some real dandies this year with all the teams we've covered.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's been some really good games. There's been a couple that we've done that we probably... You know, we were here for one or two that were blowouts that were really are very difficult to announce. But and then we took a couple nights where we took a game that we didn't think, you know, wasn't the favorite of the Sydney people.
Sure.
But it was a good game. You know, I mean, you try to do what you can. You want to make sure you get all the kids in that you can to support WCDO. So
yeah, Unitego BG a couple weeks ago was a 2-point game. It was great. 28 seconds to go out of the timeout here, third quarter. Newark Valley will run the ball on a second and two, and they'll run it to the right side. Looks like the runner was Caden Bennett, and that'll move the chains for a first down.
Yeah, Caden Bennett with a good 3 yards on the carry, and good for first down yardage. The ball is on the 30-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
And here is the quarterback, Kyle Coffin, under center. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Waiting for the snap, and he'll hand one off to Bennett. Left side run across the 30, down to the 25, and looks like time is going to run out here in the third quarter with the score Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter here on WCDO. Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. We'll switch ends of the field. And Tim, here we go. 12 minutes to decide this one here tonight.
Yeah, and a 6-point difference at this point right now in Newark Valley marching down the field.
So Newark Valley again trying to punch it in, get back in this ballgame, trailing by 6. They now go right to left on your radio dial. They'll hand one off up the middle. Good tackle there by Sydney as Ian Fogarty again on the inside has done an excellent job as that was... Running back there for Newark Valley, Caden Bennett with the run for about 2 yards.
Yeah, Caden Bennett gets 2 yards. It'll bring up third down and 5, according to the box.
And so the ball is on the Sydney 25-yard line. Again, Newark Valley going right to left to start the fourth quarter with the wind at their backs. And they will fake the handoff. Coffin rolls out to the right side, wants the throw. Pass is off the hands of his intended receiver, Jackson Vaughn, and it's incomplete.
Jackson Vaughn had a Sydney defender run right in front of him, took his eyes off the ball, and dropped it.
So it's Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33, as we start the fourth quarter here, 40 seconds in. And so this will be a big-time fourth down here for Newark Valley, and we'll see what they decide to do with this field position.
I believe they're going to be, looks like they're coming out with the same formation, split backs.
So four down territory here for Newark Valley. They are on the Sydney 25-yard line. And we'll see if they can pick up this crucial 5 yards. And we said earlier, maybe they'll come down to which defense is able to get a stop. Bennett runs to the outside. He's running out of real estate. Did he get there? He's tackled out of bounds. Good job by the Sydney defense. Newark Valley saying that they got there, but it's all going to depend on the spot.
Yeah, it is definitely going to be close because I'll tell you what, the official... You know, when the play goes over to that sideline where the chains are, they have to get the chains out of the way for safety. So it looks like where the official is marking the ball, it's short, but I think maybe we're going to get a measurement.
From our view, and, you know, that was on the far side of the field, it looked like he was going to be short, and we haven't had an official signal yet, but the Sydney fans are celebrating like they got the stop.
Yeah, they're definitely coming over. It looks like, white hat says Sydney ball. Stop them on down.
And so Sydney with a big-time stop inside of the 20-yard line, and they're able to pick it up and get the ball back. And, boy, if they could put some points on the board now, that would be big here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it would be really good for them if they could get to that two-score lead and see what they can do with their defense with the rest of the quarter.
Biggest lead of the game for either side was Sydney leading 26-13. Newark Valley fought their way back and took the lead after that, 27-26. Right now, our score is Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33 early here in this fourth quarter.
And Sydney's offense is on the field waiting right now, and they've got Twins to the right side.
And let's see if maybe the Warriors, sometimes when they get a big play like this, they try to go for a home run. Instead, they'll just hand off to David Gannon, and that one is sniffed out by the Newark Valley defense. Breaking through to make the tackle there was Reed Robinson.
Reed Robinson, what a great defensive play right there. Stopped Gannon behind the line of scrimmage of about 2 yards, so it'll bring up second down and 12.
10:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads 39-33. Sydney with the ball going left to right. Harris is the QB. One wide receiver split to the left and two to the right. Waiting for the snap. Harris drops back, throws a little floater as he was looking there for Liam Matthews, and it was a little behind him and incomplete.
Yeah, it was definitely behind Liam, and something that you might see him catch normally, but he was unable to bring it in right now, so it'll be third down and 12 for the Warriors.
Looks like maybe Harris and Matthews just not on the same page there as they're having a quick word with each other. 10:38, Sydney leads 39-33. Sydney with the ball after Newark Valley was deep in Sydney territory, turned it over on downs. Harris wants to throw again. Down the left sideline, wide open, wide receiver Trenton Bedine. He catches it at the 50, on his horse, to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, all the way down to the 15 before he's tackled by a sprinting Kyle Kaufman for Newark Valley.
Kyle Kaufman, the quarterback, did an absolutely fantastic job. Trevor Bedine walks into the end zone with a huge, huge reception, brings the Warriors down to about the 15-yard line, excuse me.
Trenton Bedine with a huge catch, and the run, too, was fantastic, about a 25-yard run after the catch, and Sydney is right inside Newark Valley territory here deep in the red zone. And so Harris just floated that one up beautifully there, and with 10:27 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney leads 39-33. They're looking to add to it here. Harris rolls to his right off the snap, throws on the run, passes complete, looking for Bedine again, flag on the play, but he's in for a Sydney touchdown, broke two tackles to get in, but we'll see what the flag is.
Yeah, I think this is going to go against the Warriors because it immediately came from the back judge. I think we're going to have an illegal block.
And this is a killer penalty, which will take away a touchdown catch from Trenton Bedine. And we'll see. The officials having a little conference here to get together on this one. With 10:14 to go in the fourth quarter, Sydney with a touchdown. But let's see if it's taken away by a penalty. Waiting for the call here from the head official. And it will be against Sydney, so it will be taken away. So offensive pass interference is the call with 10:14 to go.
I'm guessing what happened was before the receiver caught the ball, they were blocking the defender there, so maybe that's why they got that call.
Sydney 39 and Newark Valley 33, so that will back them up. And, you know, there's been tough penalties on both sides tonight, but if you're Sydney right now, you're trying to build up that two-score lead again, so that one hurts.
Yeah, it's going to move it back, but they still should be at first down.
And so this will back Sydney all the way up to the Newark Valley 30-yard line. And so this will be, it is a first and long here, about a first and 20 to go, I would say. And so the ball again back out to the 30-yard line, maybe first and 25. Harris waiting for the snap. Newark Valley drops back into pass coverage. Harris wants to throw across the middle, throws one up into the left end zone. This one is incomplete. Sydney fans wanted some sort of penalty there. They won't get it, and so this will be second down coming.
Yeah, that was kind of strange because the defender never looked for the ball at all. He just put his hands up in the air and just ran with the receiver and looked like there was contact, but we're all the way over here in the press box, and it was over on the other far side.
And so this will be a second and long coming up. Again, ball is on the 30-yard line with the score Sydney 39 and Newark Valley 33. And so waiting for the snap here is Harris. Two wide receivers split to each side. Harris steps up in the pocket. There's some trouble coming his way, and Newark Valley's going to bring him down for a loss of about 7 yards here. Jackson Vaughn breaking through, as well as Cameron Carrier to make the tackle.
Newark Valley sent two extra linebackers on that play and got 2 Harris, and this is a third and a country mile right now.
Yeah, this is a long third down as Sydney is back all the way up to the 37-yard line. So that touchdown was taken away, and they've just gone in the wrong direction ever since. With 9.5 to go fourth quarter, it's Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. Can Sydney escape the jam as they are all the way back on the 37-yard line? It's going to be a third and 32. Harris goes to the air, and he's got a receiver, Peyton Mosier, and just overthrew him by about a yard. It was right there, but good coverage by the Cardinals.
Yeah, real nice coverage right there, but just out of the outstretched arms of Mosier. First or incomplete pass, now it's fourth down and a long ways.
And Sydney will see what they decide to do here. And some units changing, so it looks like they might punt it away with 9:16 to go in the fourth quarter. Harris and the offense looking a little frustrated there as they come off the field. As boy, you have to feel there for Sydney. They put some points on the board, taken away by a penalty, and then nothing else went right.
Yeah, we've had a lot of that tonight. That's happened quite a few times.
And so it looks like Sydney will punt it away. Kyle Coffin is back to receive at the Newark Valley 10-yard line to our right. Here's the snap. Matthews with the punt. This is a good one. Into the night sky, bounces at the 10, and will stay in bounds up to the 15 before Sydney is able to down it there.
Not a bad punt. A directional punt over to the left sideline will make the drive start at the 15-yard line of the Newark Valley Cardinal.
9:07 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. The seesaw of this game continues, Tim, and now here's Newark Valley. Of course, they got the whole field in front of them, but you know the Sydney defense is going to have to come up big again.
Well, right, and the thing is we talked about who was going to be the first one to stop what they both did at each other, so it's just back and forth, back and forth.
Before I forget, I would assume, I don't have the official numbers, is that Ryan Harris would be over 150 yards passing tonight, which would get him over 2,000 yards for the season. So congratulations to him, as he's had a good night, 3 touchdown passes so far. On first and 10, Newark Valley will run to the outside, and they'll pick up about 3 yards there with Obregon.
Obregon good for 3 yards, and they'll bring up their down and 7.
So this will be a second and 7 here for Newark Valley, as they'll look to hand it off to Bennett this time on the right side, hits the wall, and the Sydney defense is right there. They've done a good job on the interior all night tonight.
He gets about 3 yards on that play. We'll bring up third down and a long 5.
Clock is moving. 8:25 to go. Fourth quarter. Sydney leading by 6. 39-33 over Newark Valley. Last game of the regular season here on senior night at Sydney's Alumni Field. A chilly fall night here at Sydney under the lights, as it's a non-division game tonight between the Cardinals and the Warriors. Big third and 5 here. Newark Valley on their own 19 going right to left. They'll hand off and look to run to the outside with Bennett. Nothing doing. Colby Finch was right there for the tackle.
Real nice play by Colby Finch right there. Just stoned the running back just as he got through the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and 4.
So Newark Valley gets nothing on this drive, and they're pinned deep in their own end. They'll have to punt it away, so the Sydney defense holds. The offense will get it back again. 7:40 to go.
Keep in mind, they have their punter, like in a rugby style. He sprints out as before he kicks the ball. He's only got to go 4 yards.
Nobody is back to receive for Sydney. Matthews is up on the line just to prevent any trickery from happening. Good punt here by Kyle Coffin. He's been excellent tonight. This takes a Cardinals bounce and rolls all the way back to the 24-yard line. And so that's where Sydney will take over with 7:15 to go fourth quarter. Sydney leads 39-33.
Impressive punt right there. Flips the field for the Warriors, so the Warriors will start the possession at their own 24.
Boy, he's had a big-time boot. Just not something you see every day at the C&D level in high school football. So it's fun to watch.
Well, after it hit the ground, it probably went another 20 yards just bouncing and rolling.
Yeah,
so
he got a
good job.
Nice bounce on that one for Newark Valley. And so the Cardinals defense is going to have to try to come up and stop Sydney again as they did on that last drive with 7:15 to go. Clock starting to become a factor. 2 wide receivers split each side. Here for Sydney. 2 to the left, 2 to the right. Snap. Harris drops back. Shotgun throws over the middle. Passes complete to Gannon. And he is wrapped up there by Kyle Coffin and the Newark Valley defense.
Yeah, nice little play just over to the left side. I'm not sure if he got a yard on the play, but looks like the box is standing. Second down and 10.
6:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. Sydney with a six-point lead, taking their time, chewing a little clock here, but they can't be too conservative. Second and 10. Ball is on to the Sydney 23-yard line as they go left to right. Two wide receivers split to each side once again. Actually, three split here to the right side and one to the left. Snap to Harris. He looks left and will throw left, and pass is short and incomplete. Intended receiver on the far side was Liam Matthews.
Yep, just a little bit short to Liam. Incomplete, third and 10.
So fourth quarter action here on WCDO with 6.5 to go. Sydney leading by 6, 39-33. This is the matchup, one of the matchups we've had circled all year, and this has been a good one so far with the Cardinals here visiting Sydney tonight.
I had a feeling it was going to be a good game just because of their history in Class C, and, you know, the Warriors have had a good year as well.
Yeah, two programs that over the last, you know, three or four years have had a lot of success. And here is Harris on a third and 10. Wants to throw to the right side. Pass is intercepted by Newark Valley at the 35-yard line. It was a dogfight between two receivers, and going up to pull it down was Raiden Ford for the Cardinals.
Raiden Ford and the receiver from Sydney, I believe it was Liam Matthews, just hand fighting for the ball. Good job by the defender to wrestle the ball away from Liam.
I don't know if it was Liam or Finch.
Maybe it was Finch.
Finch coming away from the play there. But Ford just went up over top of him, and he was able to get the angle and pull it down. So with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter, again, the seesaw continues as Newark Valley now has the ball going right to left. They're in Sydney territory. It's a 35. Here's the snap, and they're going to run to the outside here with Raiden Ford, and he is brought down by the Sydney defense. Big-time tackle Colby Finch was in there as well as David Gannon. He's fired up.
Colby Finch, David Gannon break through the line of scrimmage and gets the running back for a loss of about 3 on the play. We'll bring up second down and 13.
6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Sydney 39, Newark Valley 33. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo's our in-game producer here in Sydney in our Main Street studios. Second and 13 for Newark Valley. They try to come back in this game. They're going to pitch one to Bennett on the far side. He wants the throw. He's got a receiver, and it's complete to Raiden Ford. Scoops it up, and he's in for the touchdown. He got behind the defense and scored.
They ran that play earlier in the game, and that didn't work, but they went back to the well, and it gets them 6 points. He runs over to the left side. Looks like he's just going to run around the end, and then he stops, pulls up, and throws the ball. 6 points for Newark Valley.
5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. We're tied 39-39 between Newark Valley and Sydney, and the Cardinals could take the lead here on the extra point. He did miss the last one. This is Kyle Coffin, but this could be a big play here. Waiting for the snap. Sydney brings the house. Coffin with the kick. This one is up and good. And Newark Valley leads 40-39 with 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. A one-point lead for the Cardinals. Does Sydney have some magic in the tank? We'll find out when we come back on WCDO.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Newark Valley with a 40-39 lead, so they pick off a pass, and then two plays later, they try that little trick play where the running back, Hayden Bennett, throws it up, finds another running back, Raiden Ford, who puts it in for the touchdown as he caught that ball and then ran it in about an extra 15 yards. Pretty unbelievable play.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Just absolutely fooled the Sydney Warrior defense. There was nobody near the guy. Give a couple of Warriors credit because they did get back into the play because the throw was kind of up in the air a while, but not enough. He gets in the end zone.
Newark Valley, let's see if they try the onside kick again. If they don't get it, it would give Sydney great field position. Still a lot of time left in this game with 5:36 to go. Newark Valley has had some success with an onside kick to start the third quarter, but this time they will send it deep. David Gannon will receive it, fumbled it, but then picked it back up at the 20-yard line. and he's still on his feet. Gannon will work his way out to the 30, and that's where Sidney will start things off.
Yeah, Gannon fumbled the ball a little bit there, but picked it up and got about 10 yards on the return. Sidney will take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line.
Newark Valley 40, Sidney 39, with 5:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, it's the last game of the regular season. This is a non-division game. Both teams will move on in their respective classes, C and D, for the playoffs next week. Sidney has already earned the number one seed by winning their division, so they will face the loser of the Tioga and Green game tonight. But I'm sure they don't want to drop this one here with 5 minutes to go. Harris throws outside to Colby Finch. Finch makes a move, stiff arms the man, 40, up to the 45, to the 47, before he is tackled there by Trevor Gertis.
Colby Finch with a nice little run after the catch and gets first down yardage for the Warriors. Comes up a little bit gimpy.
Hopefully Finch is okay there as he'll come back to the huddle here for Sidney. Appears to be all right, staying in the game. Again, 5:18 to go fourth quarter. Newark Valley clings to a one-point lead, 40-39. Sidney will have the ball at midfield. Have a little bit of a delay here. Not sure exactly what the delay is about as Sidney comes to the line.
I think Sidney's trying to use as much of the play clock as they can.
And so here is Harris as the clock hits 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Pitches one out far side, David Gannon. Gannon maybe picks up a yard before he's brought down. Fierce tackling by Newark Valley on the far side with Obregon.
That's one thing I was going to say. I'll tell you, earlier they were able to do everything they wanted to the outside. And right now, those guys from Newark Valley are just reacting to the ball so quickly, they're getting nothing. I mean, there's second down and 10.
Clock is moving, 4.5 to go. Fourth quarter, Newark Valley leads by a point, 40-39. Sidney trying to get the play in from the sideline. Looks like a little bit of confusion here. Harris is in the shotgun on a 2nd and 9. They're right on the big Sidney S at midfield going left to right. Harris gets the snap, drops back looking for a receiver, finds Colby Finch, good for a first down. He's at the 40 to the 35 and across to the 33-yard line. Big pickup there on the first down by Finch.
Real nice play. Colby Finch was still coming up a little hobbled here, but he made a nice catch. First down for the Warriors. Ball is spotted at about the 34-yard line of Newark Valley.
Clock stops with 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Lots of time for the Warriors. They trail by a point, 40-39. And so let's see, how many timeouts? Neither team is left with a timeout here. Good to keep in mind in the back of your head here with 3:55 to go, fourth quarter.
I'm told that the scorekeeper in Sidney doesn't put timeouts on.
So we don't
know exactly how many timeouts there are.
Harris throws to the far side.
Oh, my God.
A one-handed catch by Liam Matthews and in for a Sidney touchdown. Holy smokes, a one-handed catch. Don't even know how he brought that in.
Yeah, and we got a flag for the celebration. But, oh, my gosh, folks, I cannot even begin to tell you what we just witnessed here at Alumni Field. It was absolutely one-hand catch, just amazing on the sideline. Touchdown, Warriors.
Odell Beckham-esque there with the catch. Again, it was just a little, I don't want to even say overthrown, but just he was in a tough angle, and he was able to haul it in, and a one-handed catch, unbelievable.
Yeah, the huge, but it's going to move the extra point back. So it's going to be a long play for the 2 points probably, because I don't know if we'll go for a kick on from that far back.
Sidney 45 and Newark Valley 40. We'll have to get a check on those timeouts at some point here in this close ball game.
Somebody call the coaches so we can get a number on it for you.
So my mistake on that, but in the meantime, a fantastic catch there by Liam Matthews. I mean, you're just not going to see that very often at this level.
But thank you for the staff of the scoreboard here to tell us that we don't know what we're talking about.
That's true.
But it's not our fault.
You know, I put my faith in them. I guess I was let down. So 3:43 to go, fourth quarter. Sidney 45, Newark Valley 40. And there was a flag for the celebration there. And Sidney's extra point is going to be long, but instead they're going to go for two here. So a 5-point lead, they're going to try to push it to 7. Here's Harris, drops back, he's got some pressure, throws, and it looked like maybe it was tipped, and Finch couldn't come up with it. He's still a little hobbled here. With 3:43 to go in the fourth quarter, Sidney leads 45-40. Stay tuned, exciting conclusion coming up on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Sydney 45, Newark Valley 40 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. And a highlight reel catch there from Liam Matthews for that touchdown.
Yeah, that was absolutely amazing. Ryan Harris had a real nice pocket to throw from, threw a nice ball, but it was just a little bit long. But Liam Matthews just went up with one hand, his right hand, and just caught the ball and then beat the defender to the end zone.
So Sydney will kick off, and Newark Valley will receive. Still some time left here with 3:43 to go. And, you know, until the clock hits zero tonight, it's just one of those games where anything could happen.
Definitely is.
And so Sydney will kick off here with Liam Matthews. And let's see if he kicks this one deep. And he will. Well, it's a squib up the middle. Fielded at the 25. Picked up here by the Cardinals up to the 40, 45, 50. Matthews is going to try to bring the man down, and he does. Great return by Raiden Ford. Deep into Sydney territory at the 30, and if Matthews isn't there, he takes it to the house.
Yeah, he definitely was gone. If Liam Matthews doesn't make the tackle, the kicker makes the tackle. That's never a good thing usually. But real nice tackle on the sideline. The Cardinal will start with the ball inside the Sydney Warrior territory with 3 minutes and 30 seconds to go.
Sydney 45, Newark Valley 40. The shootout here at the Sydney OK Corral continues with 3:35 to go. And the ball is inside Sydney territory, as Tim said, at the 34-yard line. So Newark Valley, on a great return there by Raiden Ford, is in real great field position here. And they'll hand off to Bennett, cuts it back, tries to go up the middle, gets to the 30 before it's snuffed out there. Tackle on the play by Brandon Wagner.
Bennett with a carry of about 4 yards will bring up second down and 6.
And so 3:20 to go, fourth quarter. Clock continues to move. And now the official is going to have a timeout here to help one of the Sydney players get off the field, I believe. As it looked like Wyatt Kiff was just a little slow to get off the field, wanted to make sure he was okay with 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. And so the ball will be on the 30-yard line, a second and 7 coming up for Newark Valley. Sydney 45 and Newark Valley 40. Clock starts to run once again as we come up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Kyle Coffin, the quarterback. And he will hand off to Obregon. As a QB keeper, he tried to bust it up the middle. Sydney defense was there to bring him down. Nice job by Kevin McEwen.
Gain of about 2 yards for Coffin. And we'll bring up third down and 5 yards.
That clock really starting to become an enemy now for the Cardinals. We hit 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. They trail by 5, so they have to get into the end zone. Sydney defense trying to hold strong. They'll pitch to the outside for Bennett. Bennett tries to get to the edge. He'll get the first down to the 20 and to the 18 before he's brought down, and that'll stop the clock as it looked like he did get out of bounds.
Yeah, nice carry out to the outside. Just a quick pitch to the right side, and he beat the defender out to the edge. Good for first down yardage. The ball spotted at the 18 of the Sydney Warriors.
Cardinals have done a good job getting to the outside here in the second half, and they've found some room to run. 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney leads by 5. Here is Coffin as he settles in. And now he'll look to hand it up the middle, but there is a flag on the play. I think that one's going against Newark Valley for a false start.
False start. That was kind of a strange start right there. The clock was already running, and then the ref tried to wind it again. And we're not sure what's going on, but it does look like a false start was called against Newark Valley. They'll move back 5 yards, first and 15.
Sydney 45, Newark Valley 40, 2.5 to go. And an exciting conclusion coming up. Can Newark Valley punch it in, or can the Sydney defense hold strong? Ball is on the 23-yard line here currently. And again, the officials talking to both coaching staffs. They're going to mark it there at the 23. First and 15 now for Newark Valley. And so let's see what the Cardinals can do here, 23 yards from taking the lead and potentially winning this game. See what the Sydney defense can come up with. Here is Coffin under center. Wants to hand one off to Obregon. He hits the pile, moves it forward about, I would say, 3 yards.
Obregon with a good carry, gets about 3. We'll bring up second down and 12.
Clock is moving down to 2:10 left. Sydney leading by 5, 45-40. So this will be a second down and about 12 to go. Newark Valley is on the Sydney 20-yard line going right to left. Coffin drops back to throw. Throws over the middle. He's got a man. Complete touchdown for Newark Valley to Raiden Ford.
Raiden Ford was wide open. There was no one near him within 10 yards of him. I mean, just absolutely great, great pattern and absolutely perfect throw. 6 points.
Newark Valley takes the lead 46-45 with a minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter, and just back and forth in this second half. It's been unbelievable. And now let's see what Newark Valley decides to do. Looks like they'll go for two. So they're at least trying to make this a three-point game with a minute 56 to go in the fourth quarter and make Sydney, you know, at least if they got down and tried to kick, it would just be a tie. So they will go for two. Here is Coffin, drops back, rolls out to the left. Pressure is coming. Coffin throws, but it's knocked down and incomplete. So a minute 56 to go. It's Newark Valley 46, Sydney 45. We'll step away for 30 seconds, and we'll be back with the conclusion of this one on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
1:56 to go, fourth quarter. It is Newark Valley, fresh off a touchdown from Raiden Ford, leading 46-45 with a minute 56 left in the fourth quarter. It's just been back and forth here in the second half. Both teams have had the lead at different times. It's been big play after big play, very entertaining football game.
Yeah, it definitely has been, and I'll tell you, the website that I read that this today said that they didn't think that Newark Valley could score with Sydney. Well, they were wrong.
Yeah, I mean, Newark Valley has just shown, and they were down 2 touchdowns at one point, and they were able to dig themselves out of a hole. It's just, it's been a great effort by both sides here tonight. So, a minute 56 to go. Maybe Sydney has one last magical play here in the bank to try to retake the lead. And again, if they could somehow get a field goal in field goal range, that could help as well. And the opening kickoff is fielded at the 30 and brought up to about the 42. Let's see who got the return there for Sydney. Tanner Gifford, it looks like.
Yeah, Tanner Gifford with a real nice play. Short hopped the ball, took it up about past the 40-yard line, so the ball will be at the 41-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Minute 55 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney going left to right. First and 10, ball is on their own 41. No matter what happens here, make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show directly after the game. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, all-purpose. We'll recap this one for you, as maybe there's going to be some special magic here, or maybe Newark Valley can hold on. We'll see. Minute 55 to go. Here's Harris in the shotgun. Three wide receivers split to the right, one to the left. Finch is to the right side. Harris drops back to throw, avoids some trouble, needs to throw on the run, passes complete up to midfield. Flag on the play with a minute 45 to go here. Pass was complete to David Gannon.
Late, late flag right here, and I think it's roughing the passer because Harris let the ball go. The umpire threw it, and he's looking right in that area of where the quarterback was.
So a minute 45, this could be a big call once we see officially what it is. And, you know, officials getting together, having a little conference here, because this could tack on some serious yardage here.
Ineligible.
Oh, okay, so it goes against Sydney.
Yeah, ineligible receiver downfield will cost Sydney 5 yards, and it'll be first and 15.
So it's Newark Valley 46, Sydney 45, with a minute 45 to go in the fourth quarter. So our halftime score was Sydney leading 26-20. Biggest lead of the game for Sydney was 26-13. Other than that, it's been very back and forth. Newark Valley by a point, but Sydney with the ball. Here on a 1st and 15, they throw to the outside, pass is complete, up the sideline to the 50, into Newark Valley territory, to the 47 for Trenton Bedine.
Trenton Bedine with a nice play. Looks like he marked him right at the marker, so I don't know if he got the first down or not. We'll see in just a second.
Well, clock continues to run. Now it stops with a minute 29 to go fourth quarter. So they are in Newark Valley territory at the 48-yard line. Sydney with this quick strike offense. Minute 29 is still a lot of time. They're right at midfield. Here's Harris barking out the signals. In the shotgun, Harris rolls to his right, wants to throw on the run. He's got a receiver. It's complete, and they'll say it was a catch to Colby Finch at the 30. Good for a first down, and he just was able to get that one off the dirt.
Wow, what a catch that was. That ball was just inches from the ground, and Colby got his hands underneath of it, underneath the ball. Great catch. First down yardage. The ball's now at right about the 30-yard line.
Minute 20 to go, fourth quarter. Newark Valley 46, Sydney 45. Harris checks the play. He has three wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Here's the snap. Harris drops back. He's at the 40-yard line. Tosses one up over the middle. This one is incomplete. Almost picked off there by Raiden Ford. Looks like the intended receiver across the middle there was... Well, let's see who comes off the bottom of the pile. Looks like Liam Matthews he was going for, but it was incomplete.
Yeah, there was a lot of contact on that play. I expected to see a flag one way or the other, but no flag, second down and 10.
1 minute, 5 seconds to go. Newark Valley leads 46-45. Sydney is in Cardinals territory. Ball is on the 32-yard line, so still a lot of time left. A second and 10 here for Sydney. And it looks like they've been in the air a lot here on this drive, and see what they continue to do here. Finch is lined up to the right side. Matthews, Bedine, Mosier all lined up to the left. Harris drops back, wants to throw to the left side. He's got a receiver. This one is complete. Touchdown for Liam Matthews over on the left side. Sydney scores with 58 seconds left.
Double coverage. What a nice throw by Ryan Harris right to Liam Matthews. 6 points for the Warriors.
Unbelievable that Sydney is able to complete it once again and take the lead 51-46 with 58 seconds to go. Just crazy. Matthews finds that one in stride and runs into the end zone.
And the most amazing part of that was the throw, because it was between the cornerback and it was right between the safety. I mean, absolutely perfect pass. Liam Matthews walks into the end zone.
So Sydney now leads 51-46, 58 seconds to go. They're going to go for two. They throw it to the outside, and will they get it? Yes, they do. I don't know who that was that jumped over the line there on that far side. It was a crazy play. It might have been, yes, it was. It was Liam Matthews again.
Yeah, he absolutely just did a front flip into the end zone. Little run out to the left side. Tackler showed up. He just jumped right over top of him into the end zone.
Actually, I believe that was Mosier that
Mosier
got that.
Yeah, no, it was. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
So Mosier gets it, and it's 53-46. We'll take a break with 58 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Sydney leads 53-46 on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
So a touchdown from Liam Matthews, a two-point conversion from Peyton Mosier on a diving play, and Sydney leads 53-46 with 58 seconds to go, and the Sydney crowd is fired up here at Alumni Field. Wow, what a game here tonight between two juggernauts of local football, Newark Valley and Sydney, on senior night, no less.
Yeah, this is a great game, and I'll tell you what, the coaches are fired up. They're getting the stands going. They're getting the kids going on the sideline. We'll see what we got. We got 58 seconds, and we believe that Newark Valley has all three of their timeouts.
As we said, it's one of those nights where until the clock hits zero, you don't know what's going to happen. Sydney's going to kick this one deep, It stays in bounds, and Newark Valley is just going to have to let it roll. It does go down to the 10, to the 8-yard line before it rolls out. Did look like it was going to stay in, though.
Yeah, it did for a minute, but then it did go out of bounds. So now Newark Valley will get the ball at their own 35.
And so this will be still a lot of time left for Newark Valley, but the question is, can they move the ball, you know, this quickly down the length of the field? They've done a great job in the second half.
Well, you know the one thing that the defensive coaches were telling the kids right there was, wait, when you see that running back coming out to the left side, make sure you stay with that receiver, because that play has worked a number of times tonight.
Sydney, 53. Newark Valley, 46. The Cardinals at the 35-yard line. They've been in some close games over the last couple of years, so has Sydney. So they both know how to operate in this situation. They run to the outside with Bennett, and he gets nowhere. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage with 49 seconds to go.
Yeah, Bennett to the outside on the speed sweep. We haven't seen it in a while, but the Warriors did not let him get too far. He got about 2 yards on the play, second down and 8.
Sydney, 53. Newark Valley, 46. Chabot was in on the tackle there, as well as Tanner Gifford. And so Newark Valley at the 35-yard line on a second down now. They'll throw to the outside. Here's Bennett again trying to slip a tackle. Gets up to the 40, to the 45. Dives out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 39 seconds left. And so that was enough for a first down. So again, Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46.
Little pass out into the flat to Bennett on the right side. Bennett beats the defense to the sticks. Good for first down yardage. First and 10 at the 45.
What a game back and forth here tonight between Sydney and Newark Valley with 39 seconds left. Stay tuned for the postgame show after this as well. Newark Valley at midfield. They're going right to left. Ball is at the 45-yard line. Coffin is under center. Here's the snap. Takes a handoff. Now does handoff. Nowhere to go, though, as that was Caden Bennett running up the middle, but the Sydney defense was there to snuff it out.
Caden Bennett right off the right guard, and he gets two yards on the rush. Timeout, Newark Valley.
Wyatt Kiff on the tackle. We'll step away for 30 seconds. Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46. 34 seconds to go on CDO.
DTC is excited to announce that fiber optic services will soon be available in your area. With DTC's dedicated fiber service to your home, we'll be able to provide you with high-speed internet, digital TV, reliable phone service, and home security and monitoring applications. DTC has been serving our communities for 120 years, and we look forward to becoming a part of yours. For more information on our service, visit DelHightel.com or call 607-746-1500. DTC is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Out of the timeout, Newark Valley is going to lose the football here, as that was Kyle Coffin who got sacked. Ball was loose. Newark Valley did scoop it up, but it was a huge loss on the play.
Number 74, Brandon Wagner, shot through the gap and tackled the quarterback, but before the quarterback was on the ground, he fumbled the ball. Newark Valley recovers the ball. They do call another timeout, but it is going to be third down and 21.
Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46. We'll keep it right here this time as the Sydney crowd is fired up here on senior night. It's been back and forth. Again, our halftime score was Sydney leading 26-20. Biggest lead of the night for either side was Sydney at 26-13. Since then, just a shootout back and forth here in the second half. I've been so impressed with both teams.
Yeah, it has been really just back and forth. And even on the defensive side, you know, I mean, it's been absolutely crazy, because when they needed to get stops, they both got stops. And, you know, and it wasn't like one got one and the other one didn't. They both got stopped, and then they both scored. So it's been, like you said, Nate, back and forth, back and forth.
Sydney, 53, 6, 24 seconds left in the fourth quarter here at Sydney's Alumni Field. Nate Lull, Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Ball is at the Newark Valley 35 as they go right to left. And time is really not in the Cardinals' favor here. Remember, stay tuned for our postgame show. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. And when Sydney plays a team from out of our immediate coverage area, we usually do three awards for Sydney, so I think we'll do that tonight, and lots of candidates for those three awards. Again, brought to you by NBT Bank, the catalog outlet and ACCO brand of Sydney. Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46, waiting for the end of the Newark Valley timeout. They'll have the ball at their own 35, and I think if you're Sydney here, you just have to be careful that Newark Valley doesn't burn you deep, as they have a couple of times in the second half.
And they're over on the right hash, so they have the hole that's whole side to the left here, and that's the play that they've been getting them on.
Here's the snap. Coffin wants to throw, steps up in the pocket, has to pull it down, has nowhere to go. Clock's at 20. Coffin throws over the middle, pass is incomplete. Was his intended receiver was Ethan Bigelow, and it was too tall for him.
Ethan Bigelow lets the ball go to the ground, but he was tightly covered there by David Gannon. No complete on the pass, so it'll be a 4th and 21.
17 seconds to go, and Newark Valley might be down to their final play here as they trail Sydney 53-46. A shootout here tonight at Sydney's Alumni Field as Sydney honors their 12 seniors here tonight, and a lot of those seniors have made some big-time plays here. Ryan Harris, senior quarterback, 5 touchdown passes tonight, and we're pretty sure he's over into the 2,000 yards for the season category as well. So here we go, 4th and 20 here for Newark Valley. On their own 35, they throw across the middle. Intercepted here by Sydney on the far side, right at midfield. And I believe that was Liam Matthews that picked it off with 9 seconds left.
What a nice play right there. He was in perfect position. The quarterback for Newark Valley didn't see him. What a great way to end the game. The Warriors are going to walk away 8-0.
So Sydney with a huge, huge effort in the fourth quarter. And they'll just have to take a knee here to burn off these 9 seconds, 8-0.
It actually was Finch.
We just got
that update.
So Finch with the interception on the far side, and, you know, he's gutted it out. He had some injuries, it looked like, here in the fourth quarter. He's kind of hobbling around a little bit there, but a big-time interception there for Colby Finch. Everybody has just stepped up tonight.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, if the ball doesn't get intercepted, it might have been good for a first down.
Well, that was a big-time play there. Sydney will take a knee, and Sydney will win 53-46. Post-game show coming up. Sydney finishes the regular season 8-0 on WCDO.
Nobody sells mattresses for less. That's right. At the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, you will find mattresses in all sizes and styles by some of the top makers in the industry, including Simmons Beautyrest, Heritage Sleep, and others, all at the best prices around. Save on pillow top, firm, plush, memory foam, latex, and more, including two-sided styles. Yes, mattresses you can flip are still available. Stop in and check them out. With the catalog outlet's large selection, you're sure to find just the right mattress to put you in your comfort zone. Transform your bedroom into a master retreat and increase your comfort by placing your new mattress on an adjustable power bed. The catalog outlet has an adjustable power bed to fit anyone's budget. Stop in today and experience zero gravity and save, save, save. The catalog outlet's 3 locations are open 7 days a week, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Remember, nobody sells mattresses for less.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Sydney's Alumni Field. A wild and crazy game here tonight that Sydney wins 53-46 over Newark Valley. Best of luck to both these teams as they move on to their respective playoffs. Newark Valley in Class C, Sydney in Class D. And Sydney completes the regular season 8-0. Newark Valley falls to 5-3, but what a game.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. 99 points scored in this game. You know, you would have thought they could have got one more to get the Vino, you know?
I mean, let's just look at the fourth quarter alone. I mean, it started off with Newark Valley getting a touchdown pass. Raiden Ford hauled one in from another running back who threw it. Caden Bennett made it 40-39, and then Sydney answered back. Harris found Matthews, a one-handed touchdown grab to make it 45-40. And then Coffin found Ford again to make it 46-45. And then Matthews finds Harris, and Sydney marches, or Harris finds Matthews. They march down and score with about a minute left to win 53-46. I mean, that was just the fourth quarter alone.
Yeah, it was just unbelievable. And I'm just going to put this out there because that catch that he made with the one hand is going to be on WBNG this week.
It's
got to be. I mean,
I hope they were here at that point. Yeah,
if they weren't, someone has it on video. Send it to them or do something because that was absolutely amazing.
I mean, eight touchdowns in the second half between the two teams. I mean, it was just a great shootout and great to see Sydney get a test like this going into the playoffs. And it appears that everybody is pretty healthy here.
Yeah, you know, and that's a good thing. I was going to say that earlier. You know, you have this game. It's a non-league game. It's your last game of the year just before playoffs. You want everybody to come out of here healthy, and it looks like they did.
And if you're Newark Valley, you know, it's been puzzling for them the last 2 weeks. They start 5-0. They get shelled by Sus Valley 62-0. And, you know, a lot of times there's stories within a game. Something happened there, and that's just the way it went. They dropped a puzzling game at Oneonta 10-7 last week. Oneonta was winless before that. Tough squad in Oneonta for sure. I'm not doubting Oneonta at all, but you just wondered where Newark Valley was coming into this game. They fired on all cylinders tonight. I think this has got to be one of the better games they've played this year.
Yeah, you got to give those guys kudos because I'll tell you what, they went toe-to-toe with Sydney tonight and did a great job. And I'll tell you, big props for the coaching staff because they made some major, major blocking scheme adjustments in the second, or probably in the second quarter, actually, when they really started to move the ball against the Warriors. And it looked like Sydney's defense wasn't there.
Yeah.
So,
again, congratulations to Ryan Harris. He throws five touchdown passes tonight for Sydney, and he is into 2,000 yards for the season. So he's into that club. So congratulations to him. Liam Matthews, three touchdown catches tonight. David Gannon runs for two. Tanner Gifford runs one in. So, I mean, it was coming from all over the place tonight. Colby Finch catches, let's see, one. Two from Harris, so three go to Matthews, two go to Finch. I mean, it was just coming from all over the place. You have Peyton Mosier with several big catches, Trenton Bedine with some big catches, Mosier with that two-point conversion, which was key. I mean, again, you can't just focus on one guy with this team.
No, you can't, and that's the thing. That's what makes them so difficult to play against because they have so many weapons, and Ryan Harris does a very, very good job of spreading the ball around. Yeah, I'm going to say his favorite target is Liam Matthews. Why wouldn't it be with as good of a receiver as he is, but he does look elsewhere because Liam is going to get a lot of double coverage. Sydney's going to have to come up with a way to adjust their alignments and stuff so that he doesn't see as many double coverage. The other thing that I was going to say that Newark Valley did tonight that I think is the first I've seen anybody do with Liam, they were press coverage.
Yes.
They were right on the line of scrimmage with him. So they're trying to body him up and try to get into him and delay his release.
Let's do our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award brought to you by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years. Proud to support local high school sports. NBT Bank for everything that counts. Member FDIC. I'd like to give that to Harris tonight with those five touchdown passes. I think that fits Ryan Harris, our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. And just when he had to make some throws, he made them.
Yeah, he definitely did. I mean, he didn't have his best game percentage-wise completions because he did have a little issue tonight, but he definitely did a great job being the general on that last drive to get him down there to get that last 6 points.
Next up is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award brought to you by the Catalog Outlet, your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture for every room, visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I'd like to give this to David Gannon tonight. Not only did he rush like a man possessed, two touchdowns, but just every time there was a big tackle, somebody needed to come up and stick somebody, I felt like David Gannon was somewhere in that mix.
Yeah, even if he didn't make the solo tackle, he was finishing the playoff. I mean, he did a really nice job on the defensive side. And like Nate said, he absolutely dominated when he was running early in the game. Later on, there were some adjustments again by Newark Valley's coaches defensively, and they stopped him. But he doesn't give up. He just continues to try and try the best that he can, and he'll do whatever he can to make the Warriors better.
Kind of an honorable mention to Brandon Wagner tonight as well. I thought he was tremendous on the inside for Sydney. That was great. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities, and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We'll go with Liam Matthews tonight. Did a little bit of everything. I mean, the one-handed catch, the punting, just, again, does it all, defense, offense, special teams.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, he had the catches and stuff like that, but then played some really good defense. And then on the he's the kicker for the Warriors on kickoffs. And I'll tell you what, he is so good at that onside kick. I mean, I watched the ball do some weird stuff tonight. Nate, you and I both said it looked like a curveball. I mean, it actually just got out to about 4 or 5 yards, and then it just went dead left or dead right or whatever it was. But it was really kind of unique to see. And then when he had to kick it deep, he kicked it deep.
Yeah, he did a fantastic job tonight. So we'll give Liam Matthews our all-purpose award tonight, brought to you by ACCO Brands. Well, that's going to do it. Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46. The playoffs next week. Sydney, of course, has already punched their tickets. And when the matchups are all set, we'll make sure we post those on WCDOsports.com, as well as game times and who else is playing. But we're going to do both games next Saturday, as we're guaranteed to have at least three local teams from our coverage area. So should be exciting down in Johnson City next Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking a lot forward to it, or very much forward to it, excuse me. Three teams from our local area, that's absolutely amazing. And you know what? It's going to be a good one. I mean, again, it's Green, or if it's Tioga that plays Sydney, either one of those teams are tough.
Yes.
And, you know, Sydney can't just rely on what's worked all year. They've got to really have a good practice week and see what they can come up with to match their opponent.
Tomorrow at 1:30, if you're interested, Deposit Hancock is at Walton. That will decide who is the 2 seed in Sydney's division. That game's at 1:30, set to be a great one there between the Warriors and the Eagles, if you want to pop over and check that one out. We'll also have some updates on that game on WCDOsports.com. So again, our final score, Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46. Sydney completes the regular season 8-0. Tim, great to see you. We'll see you next weekend for the semifinals.
Yeah, I can't believe the season's over and now we're into playoffs. But, yep, I will be with you on next Saturday at Johnson City.
Excellent. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer in the Sydney Main Street studio. Again, Sydney 53, Newark Valley 46. Have a great night. From Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. Stay safe out there, folks. We'll see you next week on WCDO Sports.